Hello, sixth graders. This study podcast is designed to help you study for your test on Mesopotamia. Now, before we get started, you should have your review packet in front of you, probably your readings, reading four, reading five, your reading notes, four and five as well. Those will help you study. When we first started Mesopotamia, you looked at me, you looked at the word, and you said, Mesopahu? But now you know how to pronounce it, and you know that Mesopotamia is the Greek word that means the land between the rivers. What rivers? The Tigris and the Euphrates rivers. And Mesopotamia stretched from the Persian Gulf to the Mediterranean Sea. It makes the Fertile Crescent, and the reason we call it the Fertile Crescent is because it makes a crescent shape, like a crescent roll or a half moon. When the rivers flood, the silt, the fine dirt, which fertilizes the soil, makes it excellent farmland. The land was shaped like a crescent. It also is flat land, so that it's easily farmed. Now, why did the people move there? They had the Neolithic farming villages in the Zagros Mountains and the foothills. They had a growing population. They couldn't feed all the people. So they decided to move down to the land between the rivers. So that formed the early Mesopotamian city-states, the first one of which was called Sumer. We also had ones that were called Ur and Uruk. And we talked about why city-states were city-states, that they had their own government, they controlled their own land, they had walls around them. So, the people moved out of the foothills, but they had an uncontrolled water supply. It flooded in some seasons, it wasn't enough at other times. So they had to develop irrigation systems, levees, canals, dams, reservoirs, dikes. Things that they could save the water when it was dry season and save the water when it was flood season, let it out when it was dry season. But those irrigation systems had to be maintained. The people were forced to work together. So the small villages came together and formed the city-states. The cities fought over the right to use the water. And so therefore they had to defend themselves, protect themselves. They built walls and moats around their cities, and they became a highly military people. You should have this whole process of how the first city-states formed in your Chapter 4 notes. You could also read or listen to the Chapter 4 reading if you are confused about any of that process. So now we come to reading 5, and this is really the main point of this unit. Was Sumeria or Mesopotamia a civilization? And of course the answer is yes, it was. It was one of the world's first civilizations. And how do we know that? Where's the evidence that Sumeria or Mesopotamia was a civilization? Well, let's go to the characteristics of civilization. Fuzzy green warts. Fuzzy F for food, stable food supply. The first thing that a civilization needs, you need the food. You need to know that you're going to be fed today, tomorrow, next week, next month, next year. This to save them from hunting and gathering and moving and following the food. So that's the very basis for a civilization. G for fuzzy green warts is government. Every civilization needs a government. How did we know that they had a government? We have evidence from the artifacts that they had a government, kings who ruled the city-states, soldiers, a military class that fought the wars, scribes that served the king, nobles that served the king. This is all evidence that they had a government. And then the warts, writing, arts, religion, technology, social structure, writing. A lot of evidence that they had writing. The cuneiform tablets, we'll talk about writing in detail in a minute. Arts, just the fact that they had all the different sculptures, of course, shows that they had the arts, visual arts. Also, we talked about music, the lyre, the mini harp. We talked about the Epic of Gilgamesh as literature. And we talked about the development of the arch in architecture. All of these things contribute to the Mesopotamian arts. Religion. We talked about how the Mesopotamians believed in multiple gods. And remember, this is called polytheism. They believed in many gods. They also believed that their political leader, their king, was also their religious leader. And that's called a theocracy. They believed that the gods lived in the ziggurats. And they built the ladders so that the gods could get in and out of the ziggurat. For technology, the main technology that the Mesopotamians had was the wheel. That was the real revolution when they found out that they could take a potter's wheel, put it on an axle, and make it so that they could churn carts and chariots. But we also talked about the plow. We talked about how important that was for their farming methods and, of course, irrigation systems and how important that was in maintaining their constant water supply. And then finally, social structure. Yes, we're talking about how some people are more popular, if you will, but we're also talking about their status, how they are important to each other, how they have different jobs. Another way of saying that is a complex division of labors. People had different jobs. They could have skills, or they could have a certain job that was theirs to do. There were different classes of people based upon that social structure. An upper class that lived near the city, the center of the city-state. A middle class that lived towards the edge, and the lower classes, the slaves, lived with their owners in those houses. We talked about the development of cuneiform, or early writing. Remember that we talked about four stages that went through. Pictographs, which had simple pictures of real objects. Pictographs that were used to represent an idea or an action. Then the stylus writing, using the wedge-shaped writing, came into play. And finally, phonograms, where the symbol represented a sound or a syllable. We also talked about how these inventions really carried over even to today. So, what are some inventions that the Mesopotamians had that we use today? The wheel, the plow, irrigation systems, the sailboat, even you could consider early writing systems. All of those were achievements of the Mesopotamians. Finally, we talked about what happened after Sumer, the later civilizations of Mesopotamia. Now remember, Sumeria was not an empire. It was consisted of individual city-states. So then we move on to Akkad. Sargon conquered other city-states and made it the world's first empire, the Akkadian Empire. And Sargon was the first emperor. Then came the Babylonians, who united all of the city-states. Hammurabi was the king and brought the Code of Hammurabi, which we talked about, and how important the Code of Hammurabi was. Now remember, you can argue that Hammurabi brought justice to the people, and you can argue against it. The Code of Hammurabi covered all the people, from the king down to the slaves. It applied to all the people. He put it on the stone pillar, put it up in the temple. Everyone had to obey it. However, what was not equal about it was that the punishment that you would get for a wrong deed was based upon your gender and your social structure, your social status. Therefore, it cannot be considered totally equal justice. As well, all of the punishments were very harsh by today's standard, so we would probably not consider that to be fair or equal justice. We also talked about the Chaldeans. The Chaldeans are famous for Nebuchadnezzar and the Hanging Gardens of Babylon. Chaldea is another name for Babylon. And finally, we talked very briefly but importantly about the Phoenicians. Remember, the Phoenicians existed in present-day Lebanon on the Mediterranean Sea. And what's important about them is that they contributed the first alphabet. So the main point of this unit is how Mesopotamia was a civilization. You must know all the characteristics of civilization by heart. Fuzzy green warts. Food, government, writing, arts, religion, technology, social structure. You must be able to give evidence from Mesopotamia that Mesopotamia was a civilization. You, of course, have to know about the geography of Mesopotamia. Know why the people moved there, why they thrived there, and then what happened to Mesopotamia afterwards, the later empires, just a little bit, just the order of the empires, Akkad, Babylonia, Chaldea, and then finally the Phoenicians. Those are the things that you should know. And so good luck and review with your study packet.